This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good.
Kim Rowley, your thoughts and reaction to this news that these meetings have been postponed indefinitely while council negotiates?
I would have thought they'd have enough information when they initially went in to bat for the scheme. And to come now to say, you know, there's still negotiation, I think it's a bit rich. And I think the other thing is, you know, Julia, when I invited her to hold these meetings, one would have thought she would have got back to me by now and let me know, you know, what's going on, at least give me an update.
So what do you think they're negotiating? I'm trying to think that maybe they're going back to Qantas to say, what would it cost us or what do we need to do to get this massive publicity that we as a shire were given the impression of that Qantas were going to give us tens of millions of dollars. The deputy mayor said that. Do you think they're negotiating to try and do that and trying to find out how much that will cost?
Well, I don't really know. Are they negotiating? Are they looking at other things in regards to back right out of it because of the impact that the ratepayers have put on them? You know, maybe they're going to use this as a way to back out. One would hope so anyway.
So you're saying that this is the way for them to get off the hook?
I don't know, Paul. It could be. You know, again, that there's very little information coming out from them. You know, that's typical of our council, not letting us know what's happening. I think it was on a podcast with Mike Berwick. He mentioned that council's now beyond the road rates and rubbish. Let's hone in on what council's role is. When that's right and there is finances and other things to spare, then you can look at other matters. But, hey, get the basics right first.
So it's a case of watch this space.
That's it. And I'm looking forward to hopefully to get support of other people that are going to run that are like-minded in you know, what I think. Because, again, it won't work. Me getting it alone as a standalone, you know, hopefully other people that are like-minded will stand and we can then have some impact as a councillor.
Kim Rowley, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Paul.